Global supply chains shift away from single-country sourcing amid tariff volatility. Global supply chains are undergoing a significant transformation in response to the increasing volatility of tariffs. Companies have been investing heavily in visibility and decision-making tools, which has enabled them to respond quickly to changes in the trade environment. This shift is largely driven by pandemic-era investments in control towers, supplier risk monitoring, and scenario planning capabilities. The lack of panic buying among multinational shippers reflects how far supply chains have evolved since 2020. After COVID disruptions, companies poured money into control towers, supplier risk monitoring, and scenario planning capabilities, investments that allowed them to respond quickly to tariff swings without scrambling for outside help. This newfound resilience has enabled companies to navigate the complex web of global trade relationships with greater ease. Genpact Limited, a technology solutions company with 125,000 employees serving 800 clients, is at the forefront of this shift. With a significant presence in India and operations in over 35 countries, Genpact has developed expertise in managing supply chains across diverse regions. The company's experience has given it valuable insights into the importance of regionalization in mitigating supply chain risks. Kalit argues that tariff volatility is accelerating a broader shift away from single-country sourcing and hyper-concentrated supplier portfolios. By having dual, triple supply options, companies can eliminate their reliance on single-source suppliers and create more resilient supply networks. This approach requires a fundamental rethink of procurement strategies, which have traditionally centered on supplier rationalization. For decades, procurement strategies have focused on consolidating spend with fewer vendors to negotiate lower per-unit costs. However, this model has created fragile supply chains overly dependent on specific factories or countries. The new approach prioritizes regionalization and diversification, enabling companies to reduce their exposure to tariff swings and maintain a more stable supply chain. The shift towards regionalization is driven by the need for companies to become less interdependent. This means that supply chains are no longer solely reliant on international trade relationships, but instead are designed to be more localized and self-sufficient. While this approach has its challenges, it offers greater resilience in the face of global uncertainty. Many companies are redesigning logistics routes, increasing multi-sourcing strategies, or leveraging bonded warehouses and tariff-friendly trade corridors to reduce exposure to tariffs. In some cases, firms are willing to pay higher transportation costs if it reduces duty burdens. Others are building optionality, treating supplier portfolios like financial portfolios, with built-in hedges and alternative pathways. Kalit emphasizes the critical role of technology in managing the next phase of trade volatility. AI layered on top of foundational systems will be essential in orchestrating supply chain responses to tariff changes. However, companies must first modernize their core data infrastructure to support this new approach. The goal is to quickly determine which production plans, customers, or contracts could be affected by tariff changes and adjust accordingly. This requires a deep understanding of the interplay between external geopolitical signals and internal data. AI can connect these signals in near real time, enabling companies to respond swiftly to changing market conditions. Looking ahead, Kalit expects continued geopolitical disruptions, shifting trade alliances, and reconfiguration of global trade routes throughout 2026. The emergence of more regionally anchored supply networks linking Africa, Latin America, Europe, and Asia is likely to reshape the global trade landscape. Companies must adapt quickly to this new reality to remain competitive. The U.S. market faces a credibility challenge among some global firms due to persistent policy instability. Even if certain tariffs are rolled back, companies may hesitate to revert to old sourcing models because the underlying volatility remains. This shift towards regionalization is here to stay, and companies must be prepared to navigate this new landscape.